Not one of us in this room knows where we're going to be at 10 p.m. tonight. You can theorize, you can probabilityize, and say, well, probably I'll be so-and-so, and probably if you're good with probability, you'll probably be correct. But it's a probability. None of us know where we're going to be at 10 tonight or if we're going to be at all. The people you saw on the news today that are no longer among us, they show us those on the news. So, the ones who didn't make it today, and they give you some numbers, 33 didn't make it over here today. Now you can hear something you can count on. Those 33 people didn't make it over here today. They didn't wake up this morning with on their list of things to do, die. Die at noon. Wasn't on the list, man. Why is this happening to me? I didn't put this on the list. There's another thing I don't know then, isn't there? I not only don't know what this is and what I'm supposed to do with it, I don't know what's going to happen next. That's a really trippy thing to realize you don't know. All you can do is probability, and that's what we function on. Hopefully, in our finer moments. Or as Bob Dylan said, take what you can gather from coincidence. So let's make a great big jump, which isn't as big as it sounds. In terms of square feet, no, that's not linear feet I want. In terms of linear feet, the jump I'm about to propose is maybe 13 feet. Let's make the jump to a person or to a consciousness. I like consciousness better than person. Let's make a jump to a consciousness that has realized at a fairly significant level to itself. It feels like a significant realization. I don't know anything worth knowing, including what's going to happen in the next 5 minutes, my destiny, how long I'm going to live, who I'm going to meet when. The whole damn thing's a mystery. Oh, I forgot about the mystery part because they started teaching me what it really is, which we've already discussed. So if you quit believing what they told you about what it is, and there are different versions of what it is available on the planet, if you reject all such versions as being what last lecture called superstitions, then you're left with a desire to know based in the awareness that you don't know. And that's a really important I don't like talking this way, but that's a really important point at which to arrive. Realizing I don't know the answers to any of the big questions. Like, where did I come from? Why am I here? What's appropriate? Is there anything spiritual? If so, what is it? I don't know. I don't know. Beliefs aren't knowing. So I'm not asking myself, what do I believe all this is? That's easy to answer. Now, what do I know? And if I'm honest with myself and I'm persevering and I don't get distracted, I realize I don't know much of anything, really. And what I do think I know is pretty worthless and extremely unhelpful relative to one's mortality and death. So now comes the next level of consideration. Okay, I don't know what all this is. Anybody who does? Becomes an important question. Because if you answer no, then you get to become a nihilist who believes nobody really knows anything, and that there are all these just different competing views about what it is, and they'll fight with each other forever, and none of them can prove that they're right, and none of them can prove the other ones are wrong, blah, blah, blah. So one answer to, does anyone really know, is no. Nobody knows. But here are all these views, if you want to check them out, about what it is. If you fall for that, which is fairly predominant in liberal arts colleges, if you fall for that one, you end up being a nihilist, and what the philosopher Nietzsche called a naysayer. A naysayer. So every idea with any light in it, or any promise of hope in it, or any love or light in it, you say no to. Good idea, but impossible. Not a bad idea, I might want to try it in 100 years or so. No, no, no. Yeah. Then there are the few. I think it is the few, statistically. You know, because when we've talked before here about Buddha, metaphorically, he's become fully enlightened, and he hasn't come out of it yet. And his last temptation is this guy called Mara, capital M, you know. He comes to try to talk Buddha out of this whole thing. And, the same thing happened with Satan and Jesus. The actual same temptations, 2,500 years apart. Anyway, Mara shows up and says to the Buddha, his final deal is, there's no point in your remaining in human form and trying to teach what you have discovered, because they're not going to give a damn. And they're not going to listen. And Buddha apparently was quiet, and his response was then, some will. Some will listen. Or to put it on the other side of the ledger, some will seek. Some will see through the hypnotic and illusory nature of contemporary existence. Some will realize that every single thing it has to offer you, it's, if attained, that satisfaction will be temporary, and you will still grow old and die. So why did you spend your life attaining that object, only to be sadly, negatively cynical when you can't live long enough to enjoy it, because your attainment of it coincided with the onset of your cancer? You hear these stories all the time. So they're the few. There are few of them present. And their deal is, okay, let's get on with it. This isn't it. It's not about getting and spending. It's not about owning. It's not about looking good. It's not about high-low. It's not about rich-poor. It's not about color. It's not about nationality. All this is fiction. You know, what's it about? Are there those who know? Well, allegedly there are. They're called sages. And they're found in every single tradition on the planet. And they're not called sages or gurus. They're not called the same thing everywhere you find them. You can find them in every world religion, especially if you study its beginnings rather than what it got turned into by the people that didn't want you to know the truth. It's in every ancient culture. Study the Aztecs, you know, the Navajos, the Mayans. They've all got the concept of wisdom, and they've all got the concept of sages. But they may not call them sages, as I said. They may call them something else, medicine men, whatever. You know, all kinds of weird words for them. But what are these beings and all these that can be stories about which can be found in all these cultures? What do they all have in common? Knowledge.